Gavin, not for the first time this season, congratulations. Another trophy, this time the Tom Hand Trophy.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kieran. Yeah, it was hard fought, but delighted to get it won in the end up, you know.
Just for the listeners, Gavin, I presume it was you qualified for this final, given the fact that you won the FAI Junior Cup a number of months ago.
Yeah, so you qualify for this final because the FAI Junior Cup winners play the FAI Intermediate Cup winners in sort of a playoff final, I suppose, to determine the FAI amateur champions. Obviously, there's only intermediate football now in Dublin and Cork, so the rest of the country play in the Junior Cup. So Beave North won the Intermediate Cup, and ourselves, we won the FAI Junior Cup. So it's the first time we've been involved in this final. I think it's the first Donegal club ever to be involved in this final. So, you know, it was quite an achievement to be there, and obviously to win it was great.
Before we talk about the match itself, Gavin, how difficult was it to prepare for the final, given the fact that there's no intermediate soccer in Donegal? I'm not too sure about your opponents yesterday. Were they playing at a competitive level over the last few weeks? But how difficult was it for you to prepare for this final?
Look, we're probably both in the same boat. We're obviously in pre-season. They're in the Leinster Senior League Premier Division. They start next weekend. We don't start till the weekend of the 25th, so they're probably a couple of weeks ahead of us. But look, we're as well prepared as we could. Obviously, during the summer, there's people working. There's people with all their commitments and players and fitness levels. They're still being worked on. You're obviously not as much sharp as you'd like to be, but look, it was a decent enough game on a sticky surface yesterday. It was warm and the pitch was slow, but look, overall performance wise, we've played better. But look, we've serious character in our squad. They come back from two goals down with 4 minutes to go. Was a real testament to them, and obviously going to penalties is a lottery. But the standard of the penalties and the penalty takers yesterday was first class, you know.
You touched on it there, Gavin. 86 minutes gone, 2-0 down. Garvin Freel penalty. The experienced Garvin Freel made it 2-1. And then Jay Bradley on the 89th minute, back post, to make it 2-2. Obviously, that was the most pleasing aspect, for in your opinion, was that never-say-die attitude and keep going till the very end.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's a testament to our players, our squad, that we've done it time and time again. We're a very difficult team to beat. We're a very difficult team to put away, and on many occasions we've pulled it out of the fire at the end. And yesterday again, that we keep talking about squads and players and stuff like that. We've 4 or 5 players, no one available through injury or various things yesterday. But we made 4 substitutions yesterday. Connor Graham, Jay Bradley from McClure, and Stephen Duffy all came on, and they made a massive impact in the game. Look, to be honest, the game was dead and buried. The 4 boys brought a bit of energy, a bit of life, and a bit of quality, and got us our just rewards in the end up.
I certainly can't end this interview without bringing up your special goalkeeper, Harry Doherty. You were a goalkeeper yourself back in the day, Gavin, and another big performance from your netminder.
It was, yeah. Obviously, he's probably a wee bit disappointed with the first goal yesterday, but he came back in and he made 2 massive saves in the game. And then after that, then obviously when it comes to penalties, it's a lottery. But look, he's been excellent in the penalty shootouts. He loves them, to be honest. And obviously, he told the guys going into the penalty shootout yesterday that, look, I'll save one or two, you know, just put them away and we'll win it. And that's obviously what happened. So look, delighted for him. He's a quality goalkeeper. There's no doubt about that.
Finally, Gavin, before I let you go, you know, the league season's not too far away from you guys. Talk to me about season on season, and you're the manager now for quite a while of Cockhill Celtic, and how does the expectation levels now, given the fact you won the FAI Junior Cup, what's the expectation levels for your side going into the new season?
Probably similar to every year. Look, we set the bar high ourselves. You know, we want to achieve things. We want to win things. Obviously, we want to win our league first and foremost, and then the cup competition's in. Look, when you're in them, you want to win everything, and that'll be the same again. Obviously, to replicate last season will be a big task. But look, I believe we have the squad of players and the hunger and desire are still there. Look, the numbers of training, the quality that we have. You know, I do believe we can give it a good rattle again this year. And that's our intention. Obviously, it's a real testament to the characters again, and the squad, and the dressing room, the management teams, whatever. Like that you keep coming back and you keep putting these results and keeping that level of consistency year in, year out is fantastic, and look, long may it continue.
Gavin, I can't let you go without bringing up squad personnel, and is there any new additions ahead of the new season, and is there any people leaving your club for pastures new?
Jason Breslin, he's moving to Canada. He played his last game yesterday. He's been with us for the last 8 years. He's going there for 6 months or so. We'll obviously miss him. Young Patrick McLaughlin came in last season. He's went to Mayola, just wanting more first team football, which is understandable. But all or not, that's all it's gone. We've brought Damien Duffy, Finn McClure, Stephen Duffy, Christy McLaughlin and Daniel Doherty under the squad from last year. So look, we're looking healthy, to be honest, positive enough. Obviously we have a few injuries and a few people missing at this point, but once we get the full squad together and everybody available, look, we've a very decent team, you know.